Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You know, the power is in the name of Jesus. The power is in His Word, brothers and sisters. That is where your power is. Jesus is the Word.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the Word.
According to Jeremiah 3:15 in Amplified Bible, God says, I will give you spiritual shepherds after my own heart in the final time, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Paul encourages us to give double honor to those who teach and preach, according to 1 Timothy 5:17. I also pray that all other ministers listening to this program will know that God has called you. You might also need to know that you do not have to be a minister in order to pray for a person. God will always use anyone who is willing to be used. You know, friends, we're living in a time where we need all the voices we can get in sharing God's Word. From the Voice translation, in Ephesians 6:10 through 11, it says, Finally, brothers and sisters, draw your strength and might from God. Put on the full armor of God to protect yourselves from the devil and his evil schemes. In verse 12, he says, We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, Paul said. He said, This battle is against tyrants and against authorities. And let me stop here and emphasize this. A lot of people are not aware that we are in a battle, brothers and sisters. However, we really are in a spiritual battle, and we're in this battle for our lives. And I repeat, we're in this battle for our very own lives. There's a lot of things coming toward us in the years to come, and I would say maybe even the months to come, but especially in the years to come. There's a lot of things going on that some of us don't even know about, but it is a spiritual battle. And these things are to take us out. It's part of the devil's plan to take each one of us out. And this is why we need to be head to toe, from head to toe in the full armor of God so that we can resist. Resist him during these evil days and be fully prepared to hold your ground, to stand your ground. Hallelujah. He said to take also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Saints, although the devil and his demons are destined for destruction, we all know what his end is because we know that hell was created for Satan. Hallelujah. In Matthew 25:41 in New King James Bible, it says, Then he will say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It was not created for you, brothers and sisters. It was created for Satan and his angels. So even though we're all aware of the fact that his destination is destruction, we're all aware of that, there are serious threats right now. My point is there are serious threats that must be resisted and addressed. Paul was saying that the best offensive weapons to have are the words of God and prayer. And brothers and sisters, as you look around or turn your TV or radio on, you can see that we're entering a time when we're going to need this knowledge that God's Word provides for us more than ever. Amen. All of us are aware of the war in Israel. And it was 50 years ago when they were at war. And I know that this really has something to do with Jesus coming.
Thank you.
You know, I don't think it's going to be another 50 years for another. And I think that we need to get a hold get the knowledge of God, because the only thing that's going to protect us from the evil is the Word of God. And having that engrafted in every part of our bodies, from head to toe, just put on your full armor of God from head to toe and just have that Word engrafted in you, because that's the only thing that has the power. Because according to the Word of God, God is His Word. It tells us that in the Gospel of John in chapter 1, He said, in the beginning was the Word of God, the Word is with God, and God is the Word. So anytime you're speaking the Word's coming out of your mouth, when you're speaking scriptures and what God says, it's Him. That's why the Word has so much power when you speak it. And that was the message that the Lord, word that the Lord gave me, I guess, about 13 years ago now, that the Speak the Word ministry that He gave me as a part of my new ministry. And the new program that I'm just going to begin for TV is called Make the Word Alive, presented by Speak the Word Ministry, because it's my understanding, and I know the Lord gave, He always gives me the title to everything I do. As a matter of fact, I've been praying for how He wanted to proceed in this for months, and then out of just nowhere, He gave it to me, Make the Word Alive. And that's really what you do, brothers and sisters, when you're preaching the Word of God and when your pastor's preaching the Word of God, and she preaches it in such a way that you can understand what the Word is saying, then the Word comes alive in your heart, in your spirit. And that's what we really want to do. We want the Word to come alive. So I knew, even though at the time I thought, well, I don't know about that, but I immediately wrote it down and stuck it on a sticker. And when God speaks, I'm a firm believer, when God speaks to you or speak to me, write it down. Write it down, date it, whatever, because God's Word is powerful. And if it doesn't mean anything to you, write it down, because He will explain it to you. Amen. You will use it, believe me. When we're going to need this knowledge that God's Word provides for us more than ever before, I think we're going to need it for more than ever before. The knowledge of God's Word and how to keep yourselves armed with God's armor. And the best one to help us do that is our pastor, and keeping our nose in the Word of God. Your pastor cannot do it all. I cannot do it all. No pastor can do it all, but we do our part. And then it's left up to you to do your part. Are you hearing me? We have to all be a part of this. It's going to take a lot of your time keeping your nose in the Word instead of your nose where it doesn't belong. We all put our nose in a lot of places that really doesn't belong. Most people, you know, we're all guilty. I mean, I'm not standing up here saying I'm not guilty. And the Lord, you know, He will say to you, what's that to you? You know, when you're going to say something, it's none of my business, in other words. So He's saying, you know, what's that to you? I said, well, it's none of my business, Lord. And I've had to pray a lot about that, none of my business, Joe. You see things or you hear things and you got to immediately give them your opinion. But God's not interested, so. Anyway, most people have their nose stuck so much in the news and Facebook and everything else that's going on that they don't have time to hear what God has to say. And that's everyone. Some have developed habits, really, that the only time they call out to Him is when they need Him. Think about that. You know, we don't want to wait until the war begins or things happen or until you lose everything you've got or your health is gone or whatever before you call out to the Lord. If you do this, if you speak healing on a daily basis or finances on a daily basis, then you'll never do without. You'll always be prepared when the enemy hits you with something, because he's the one that brings destruction. He's the one that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so when the enemy hits you with that, you'll be prepared. You'll have your armor on. My grandson just went into the Air Force. You know, he had to be trained so that when the time comes, he'll be ready. We can't be ready. You know, it's kind of like the six women with the oil. You know, three was ready, three weren't. I want to be ready. But thank God we have a loving Father that loves us and is there to help us. And He's faithful. He says even when we're unfaithful, He's still faithful. Praise God. In 2 Timothy 2:13 in the Amplified Bible, it says, if we are faithless, do not believe, and are untrue to Him, He remains true, faithful to His Word and His righteous character, for He cannot deny Himself. Praise God. Thank God, brothers and sisters, that He does not treat us like humans treat us sometimes. You know, when a human has something against you, they may not speak to you for a year or maybe never. When somebody, a person, you know, like I said, a human being has something against you. But I thank God, our Father, that He's not that way. I thank the good Lord that he's not, that he has, that he's forgiven. God has called and anointed men and women to help you keep your armor on, to teach you how to resist the devil and keep him under your feet. As a matter of fact, I have a little booklet called Putting the Devil Under Your Feet. In other words, the ministers of the Lord will teach you how to apply God's word to your circumstances. God said it in his word that his children are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. We're all familiar with that. And according to Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed because they have no knowledge. Amen. Remember what Paul counsels us to take according to 2 Corinthians 2:11. He says, lest Satan takes advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. And friends, you know, ignorant doesn't mean that you're stupid. It only means that you have a lack of knowledge. You know, a lot of people think if you're ignorant or stupid, that there's something wrong with it, but it's just because you don't have knowledge. It's really just a lack of knowledge. The devil depresses you. He will depress you with burdens too hard for you to bear. He will bring sicknesses upon you, financial difficulties, and anything that will bring you down. The devil will distract you with things you need the least, the things you might think you need the most, but yet you need the least. And all he's trying to do is to get your focus on the wrong things, the things of the world, and for you to put value on the wrong things. We are very good at that. Putting more value on things that really don't deserve the value, and the things that deserve the value, we're not putting value on. And we're all guilty of that too. Hallelujah. This is one of the devil's favorite ploys. He will say, oh, it's okay. He says, it's okay. Let them have their faith and let them cherish it in some little corner of their little hearts, but don't let them pay much attention to it. In other words, when they get sick or need financial help, they will rely on the world's way. Instead of knowing that Jesus is their healer and that God, that he is our provider, he will keep them busy with worldly problems and pursuits. And friends, he does a good job at that, keeping us focused on worldly things and the worldly ways of getting our needs met. Yeah, Praise God. And pursuits rather than God, focusing on the things around them, things in the natural. I must admit that I can see why people are more focused on the things of the world, because we have it thrown in our faces daily, every time we turn our radio or TV on or pick up our phones. You know, I'm going to use what Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:1-5 to talk about the call of a pastor. And I'm also speaking to the congregation of other pastors that will be listening to this message. This means support. This means support. When I say come along beside of, I'm saying this means support in every area. In every area, including finances. For we all know that even though God's servants are here to serve you, even so, we need your help. And we need your help in taking the word to the lost. It is everyone's calling, not only a pastor's calling, but everyone that's a Christian, that's a believer, it's your calling too. In 2 Timothy 4:1-5, Paul told Timothy in the New King James, he says, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He said, preach the word, be ready in season, he says, and out of season. He says, convince, rebuke, and exhort with long-suffering and teaching, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And would you agree with me that that time is here?
All right. Yes, it is.
It definitely is. Uh-huh. Praise God. Yeah. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. Praise God. Verse 5 says, they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But Timothy, he says, you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, and fulfill your ministry. Saints, I'm going to break this down and share with you today what Paul was talking about. But first, I'd like to read the same verses from the Message Translation. In 2 Timothy 4, in the Message Translation, Paul said, Timothy, he said, I cannot impress this on you too strongly, he said. God is looking over your shoulder. Christ himself is the judge with the final say on everyone living and dead. He is about to break into the open with his rule, so proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch, he said. He says, challenge the people, warn the people, and urge the people, he says. Don't ever quit. He said, just keep it simple. And Timothy, he said, you're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food, catching opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their backs on truth and chase after mirages. But you, Timothy, keep your eye on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good times and keep the message alive. He said, and do a thorough job as God's servant. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, Paul was encouraging Timothy to be persistent in his teachings, regardless of whether or not they were being received with a hot or a cold reception. Some messages that I teach, some of them may receive a hot reception, in other words, good, and some may be a cold reception. Because sometimes, you know, God might give us a word that might step on your toes. But I tell people, if I preach and it steps on your toes, just say, ouch, oh man, help me, Lord. You know, because I know, and I still have my toes stepped on, but not so much as I did in the beginning. But in the beginning, I was listening to the word, and I was riding from Virginia to North Carolina before I moved down to North Carolina. I was getting my toes just beat on all the time. But you know, the toes were being stamped on, but the heart was getting, and the mind, the spirit was getting renewed. The mind was getting renewed. And you know, maybe you hear things that, like I said, stepped on your toes, but it's good for you. It's good for you. And even if you don't receive it today, the Lord will bring it back to you. Amen. The Lord never gives you, I don't feel like the Lord ever gives me anything that He doesn't want me to teach. Amen. And I never mean to hurt anybody's feelings or step on any toes, but if it does, it does. Amen. I'm going to obey Him. Hallelujah. That's it. Praise God. But as servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must do as we're called to do. We must teach as Holy Spirit gives us utterance. Because if we're not teaching as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance, we might as well just sit down. Because it's really not going to do you any good. As I was reading earlier, Paul was preparing Timothy for the time when the people would only be interested in the doctrine which merely scratches itching ears. And they would care nothing, he said, for the truth. And their concern would only be, it sounds good. You know, it sounds good. I've turned on the TV on and flipped it to a station, and I'm sure you've done the same thing. And I would think to myself, that sounds good. But then when you sit there, maybe not long, maybe a minute or less, you probably thought to yourself, well, that sounds good, but then you say, I don't think I really want to listen to that. And if you're a born-again believer, you have the Holy Spirit living in you.
That's right.
And the Holy Spirit acts as an umpire. And He will discern, you know, help you discern what is good and what's bad. And so I always feel like it's like a green light, you know, when the Holy Spirit is doing something in my life. If I've got a, you know, like a good feeling about it, got a green light. But if it's not feeling right in my spirit, then that's a red light. And so I don't want to go where there's red lights. I only go where there's green lights. So if you turn something on your radio or TV or your iPhone and you see something or hear something, and all that sounds good and bad, and you realize, hey, I don't need to be listening to this. A lot of people will say, well, Pastor Joe, I can listen to that. It won't bother me. But they're wrong.
That's right.
They're wrong. Your mind is the best computer that was ever invented.
Amen.
And it recalls and remembers everything you hear and see. It just records it all. And that's why, you know, when you're listening to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit tells us that we can take this word in. I go to bed listening to it. I get up listening to it. I listen to it during the day. I read it in the car. I'm always looking for new ways of listening to the word. But when you do, then you have something there for the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance. Because the word says that the Holy Spirit, He will bring back to your remembrance the things that you cannot remember. He'll bring back the word of God. And so you need to say that. You know, I know one of my prayers, I pray a lot in the mornings, is, Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, I just welcome Your presence, and I pray that You will speak through me today, and that You'll flow through me today, and that You'll bring back to my remembrance the Word of God and quicken it and make it alive into my spirit. And so there's things that we can say. We need to invite the Holy Spirit to help us, because He's there to help us. God's angels are standing by to help us. They're ministering spirits, according to Hebrews, to help us. And in Psalms, you know, they're there to help us. And so we need to realize we're never alone. We have the Spirit of God living in us, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, and we have just all this, you know. And you can say another thing, you know, say every morning when you get up, you can say, the blessings of the Lord is on me today. And his favor surrounds me today. And something good is going to happen through me today. You know, we can help alone, you know, receive some of these things that we're yearning for, but in order to have them happen, you're going to have to open your mouth.
That's right.
And the Lord told me that a long time ago, and I'm here today because I chose to listen to what he said, write it down, confess it, and confess it until it became a reality, some months, some years. But I'm here today because of that, and that's what you call obedience. And listen, you've got to open your mouth. You got to speak it. The way you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior was by opening your mouth, confessing with your heart, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. You started out by speaking. You're created in God's image and his likeness. And he spoke everything into existence.
That's right.
And we are speaking spirits. Mm-hmm. And in order to have what we want, whether it's finances or health, we must speak to it.
Yes.
Speak God's word over it. You know, don't let the devil take advantage of you. God's word is powerful, and the only thing the devil is afraid of is God's word.
Yes.
So shoot the word at him. You know, that's your bullets.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And say, well, I don't really think I want to listen to that. But we can choose. We can choose what we hear and what our eyes see. We can choose to sit up under such teachings, or we can just flip the channel, or we can turn it off.
Amen.
Paul viewed the false teachers in Ephesus as charlatans who changed their messages when it was in their best interest to do so. And nothing's changed, friends. There are ministers who are still doing the same thing.
Same thing.
They change their message to suit their own needs. I've noticed that there is one couple that comes on TV, and I won't mention names, and they use every holiday, I've noticed. I don't listen to them, but every now and then I come across every holiday. And sometimes I've gotten a habit, and I probably shouldn't do this, but anyway, I've gotten a habit of going on holidays to see what they're pushing. I know they're doing something. They're always pushing something. They are salesmen of religious ideas, experts at whetting people's appetites for their own ideas, their own gain. We have been given that same choice, saints. God gives us choices every day. We can choose. We're now living in such a time that Paul was telling Timothy about in 2 Timothy chapter 4, a time that no matter where you look, there are teachers and preachers using the word of God for their own personal gain. Nothing that the Lord has for you costs. It's all free. Everything he gives you is free. Every blessing. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that it is written that you have blessed us with shepherds after your own heart. who will feed us with knowledge and understanding, who have been anointed to stand in the gap and have been called to train up your soldiers for these end times. I pray that all those listening will understand that they do not have to be a minister to pray for someone, that you, Lord, will use anyone who is willing, anyone who will step out in faith. I also pray that my brothers and sisters will recognize that you, Lord, need all the voices you can get to proclaim the gospel. For we are running short on time, and his children are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I pray that you won't let Satan take advantage of you because of your lack of knowledge of God's Word. Stay in the Word. Know who you are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to you. Remember, greater is he who is in you than he that's in this world. So stay alert at all times. Be careful about the messages that you feed on, and make sure that, like the Bereans, you will know that it is sound doctrine and not just a feel-good message, so you won't fall for all the trinkets they try to sell you in order to receive a blessing from God. Know this, you can't buy God's blessings. You can't buy him. He is not for sale. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God. Against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.